You don't need to live very far from Belfast knowing that the preacher here is very much under attack these days, and we had a very serious attack on our character, especially by people who call themselves Christians, and I used to call them my friends. And they put out that because I had taken the office of first minister, I had sold the people out on the question of the gays. I had paid the gays a large sum of money to keep my office. That was an absolute lie. But this week, the whole thing's come out into the open. The liars are answered. And I have a House of Commons document in my hand in which it states plainly that I was the man who made the objection, refused to sign anything, and that the whole system had been jammed up by me. In fact, one of the Tory MPs at the committee meeting this week, for I want to hear what was being said, he said, "They just told us, do your own dirty work. We're not doing the dirty work for you." And I said, "Amen. That's exactly right. That's what happened." I had a supposed Christian man who pretended once to be a friend of mine, and he wrote me the letter and he said, "I don't believe what you have said. I want all the dates." Well, he has the date. But you know, God has a sense of humor. Do you know when this law officially takes place? On the 6th of April. That's my birthday, the 6th of April. Hasn't God a sense of humor? God said, "I'll make fools of them all, and on Paisley's birthday, I'll vindicate him." Hallelujah! What a savior. Not that I care about my relationships to people across the world. That'll all be taken care of at the judgment seat. But I hate to see those that so hate the man of God that they'll slander him to try and establish the false things they've said about him. I'm glad that I'm the man that's being attacked. And I'm glad I'm not the man that's making the attack. I'm happy. But when you look at the faces of these people when they appear, they're as miserable as sin itself. Well, I'm rejoicing. I'm still eating at least 4 meals a day. I'm sleeping as sound as ever. I don't have any nightmares. I sleep too sound. I have to be wakened and shaken to get out of bed and get back to the work of the Lord. So continue to pray for me. And thank God it's all on the record now.